"What size shoe you wear?" she asked. This is the equivalent of being at a comedy show on a first date and the comedian asking, "Y'all together?" You know what's coming. You know it's going to be awkward and uncomfortable, but something inside you almost feels like you want something, like, surprise, you thought this was a comedy show where a comedian was about to ruin this first date's chance of ever becoming a second one, but actually, you are the chosen contestant for The Price is Right, or Deal or No Deal, or How to Be a Millionaire, so come on down, spin the wheel, guess how much this canned good costs, call a lifeline, guess how much money is in this briefcase, you guessed it, $1 million. You won. Here's money and a car and a year's supply of fabric softener. Instead, you become a part of the bit. You become a part of the show in a way you didn't want to. You came to the show to laugh and forget about whatever is going wrong in your life. Now you're in a room where you are hearing laughter, but not your own. And you are left to smile as if you don't have sweat running out of each of your pores, as if this is your idea of a good time. So I answered her question, because something in me had to hope she wanted a pair of Keds like mine and wanted to know where my mom had bought them, or that she was dying to tell me how cool I was. 8, I said, with a half smile that I hoped would encourage her to think of a compliment. "Your feet look like planks," she said, and demonstrated from her seat what it must be like to walk on feet as long as mine. "Yeah, she walking on boats," another cool kid said, because this is a fairly successful tactic in keeping oneself from being made fun of. Join in making fun of someone else in hopes of deflecting the attention from yourself. They laughed. They made more jokes. I can't even remember what the jokes were. They were still laughing when I got off at my stop and considered my long feet, tall height, and bony legs as if they had betrayed me. Hurtful words have a weeds-like way of tangling themselves around your image of yourself until the truth of who you are gets choked out by a joke someone told at your expense, by critical words someone said to cover their own insecurity, by mean lies you learn to live with as truth. I hated being tall. You will not find any childhood pictures of me sneaking into my mom's high heels. I didn't want to be taller. I hated shopping for shoes. By the time I was in high school, my size 10 feet were left with the ugly, forsaken comfort shoes on the store rack. It was as if all the ladies who wore size 10 went into the store at the same time and ransacked all the cool shoes. I stayed faithful to rocking fresh sneakers and cute flats because I didn't want to draw more attention to my feet or my height. I wore a pair of shoes until they were threadbare. My best friend Kimberly was the first person to teach me that some shoes had a season and were not supposed to be worn year-round. Kimberly loves shoes, heels, boots, sneakers, heels, sandals, heels. She told me how when she went into a department store, the shoes called out to her, and I wondered if they were whispering too quietly, because they never called out to me. Until I was in my mid-20s, preparing for a Valentine's Day performance. The outfit I had planned to wear would not go with sneakers or flats, so I ventured into a department store to see about a red heel, and it happened. What Kimberly said was true. A pair of red heels, shiny with a heel made of cork, called out to me. I tried them on and didn't recognize myself or how I felt. The salesperson told me there was a buy one, get one half off sale, and according to the unspoken rules of shopping, one should never buy one pair without buying a subsequent pair for half off. I walked the whole shoe department. Kitten heels, orthopedics, wedges, patent leather, grunge boots, snakeskin. Then, this pair of stiletto, peep-toe leopard heels said, "Hey girl." So I tried them on. All those years, my height and long feet seemed like things I should hide or compensate for, but in those pumps, my height turned from awkward and gangly to Serena Williams strong. My plank long feet turned into elegance, made for a slipper better than Cinderella's glass one. Yes, my feet are long, with no hope of an arch. Yes, in the right...